Hello, church. I hope that you are enjoying worship today. I hope that you are having a great time just hearing from the Lord. And remember, this is the day that the Lord has made for all of us. And not just today. Every single day we can worship our Lord and you know, seek His name and just to find ways to connect in His presence. I'm honored to bring the message today. But before I do anything else, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Pray with me. Dear God, thank you for allowing us to meet together virtually, Lord. Thank you for allowing me, Lord, and what an honor it is for me to bring your message, Lord. Please, Lord, ask that everything that I will say, Lord, it will come from you, that everything that is coming out of my mouth, Lord, will be inspired by you, Lord. Thank you for speaking into my life, Lord, and I ask that you will speak into everyone's life, Lord, today, as we talk about, Lord, your word, and we dive in the scriptures, Lord. Thank you for being good, thank you for being faithful, and thank you for being our God. In your name we pray. Amen. All right, today we're gonna be reading in 2 Chronicles chapter 34. So if you can get your Bibles ready in 2 Chronicles chapter 34, verse 1 and 2. Actually, let's go to the scripture and read it right now. So 2 Chronicles chapter 34, verse 1 and 2. And it says, Josiah was 8 years old when he became king, and he reigned in Jerusalem 31 years. He did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, and walked in the ways of his father David, not turning aside to the right or to the left. When I was reading this passage, I was just mesmerized by how these verses starts. That it says, Josiah was 8 years old. Now, let me tell you, when I was 8 years old, I wasn't thinking about going to church or this is what I want to do in the future. I was just doing my own thing. I was just enjoying life at that point. And, you know, I wasn't thinking, oh, I have this level of responsibility for myself, right? I was just being me, whatever an 8-year-old do, that's what I was doing. And this is what is fascinating to me. Hosea was 8 years old when he became king. What a great responsibility. Now I'm sure because he was young at that time. He had other people that were helping him fulfill the role of king. But now, today we're gonna be talking about visual cycles, and this is something that I was sharing with the youth a couple of weeks ago, quite a while ago. And when we think about visual cycles, I want to think this about that we go through different seasons in our lives. One season might be that everything is good, right? Another might be that we are struggling with something. And a different one might be that we feel like nothing is working for us. A different one might be that we are quarantining from everything that is going on right now. But nevertheless, when we talk about visual cycles, there are things in our lives that we just cannot get out of, right? There might be different habits that we have that we're not allowing God to work in our lives, and we just go back to those circles, right? Just let me give you an example. And as Pastor Tim was preaching these past weeks, he was talking about how we have to worship God wholeheartedly. And I grew up in the church, pretty much. My whole life, my parents, they went to church. And so I became this good Christian, not that kind of good Christian that you can think of. I was good at the things that I was doing. Even when we started the iglesia here in Houston, I became good at playing the keyboard. I became good at singing. But I was just I was sort of like whenever you do auto pay, right? That it just keeps on going every month. That's what I was doing. I was an autopilot. I was just doing the same thing every single day, And there was, I was doing that and it was good, I wasn't doing it so wholeheartedly because I wasn't allowing God to work in my life in a way that it was gonna change and transform my whole perspective of Christianity and how is it that I have to walk with Christ. Now, also one of the things that I think also influenced that the way that I was acting as a Christian is I had a different friends at the time. That they were going to church, but they weren't necessarily believers of Christ to a point where they were denying themselves and they were hearing the voice of the Lord. They were just going to church, doing the things that they were asked to do, and that was about it. Now, because I was surrounded and I was exposed to that, it became normal to me. While I was in that season of my life, I was empty in the inside, and the emptiness kept on going because, you know, I will have a good day, but then the next one will be bad, and then that cycle will start all over again. And so those are the things that God wants us to help us out with, right? Because He has the power, He has the tool to help us break those cycles, those vicious cycles. Now, if we go back to the scripture, King Hosea is just amazing, the things that he was doing. Now, this is the thing. This is how I want to start this off. In chapter 24, it says, "So he did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, and he walked in the ways of his father David." Now, this is what caught my eye. He did what was right in the eyes of the Lord. Now, we know, if you read the scriptures, that many of the kings didn't do what it was right in the eyes of the Lord. Now, I don't have time to go into everyone's story, but let me just mention Hosea's dad and grandfather. Now, his grandfather, if you go to chapter 33, verse 1 and 2, says, Manasseh was 12 years old when he became king, and he reigned in Jerusalem 55 years. Now, listen to this phrase. He did evil in the eyes of the Lord, following the detestable practices of the nations the Lord had driven out before the Israelites. Now, you know, something you might want to read the story on your own time, and you can discover how his life, you know, changed at the end. But I'll encourage you to read his story. Now, if we go to Hosea's father, Amon, in verses 21 and 22 of chapter 33, he says, Amon was 22 years old when he became king, and he reigned in Jerusalem 2 years. He did evil in the eyes of the Lord, as his father Manasseh had done. Amon worshipped and offered sacrifices to all the idols Manasseh had made. Now, think about this. So we have Hosea. He's 8 years old at this point. He becomes king of Jerusalem, and then that what he knows at this young age is that his father did evil in the eyes of the Lord, and he also probably knows that his grandfather did evil in the eyes of the Lord. Now, Hosea is different because the Bible is telling us right from the start that he did what was right in the eyes of the Lord. Now, that is the first part of how we can break or how the cycle starts. Let me just say that how the cycle starts. So the start is the first part of the circle, right? It's where we something have to happen. So something have to influence you know, our lives sometimes, it can be in different ways. Now, for example, just to give you the example that I was talking about earlier, for me, you know, the people that I know that they were going to church, yes, they were going to church, but they weren't doing so wholeheartedly. They were just going because, you know, maybe they grew up in church, but they haven't fully given their lives to Christ. Now, I began to imitate that, and for me, I thought that was okay. So that started a vicious cycle for me, because I was just doing it to do so, right? I was just doing it because my parents wanted me to, and they were encouraging me to learn an instrument and to sing for God. But then I was just doing it just to do it. I hadn't allowed Jesus into my heart and allowed him to work in my life. Now, for me, that's where I started, you know, a cycle that lasted many seasons in my life. For years, I was doing the same thing. Now, with Hosea, we see that he starts a new cycle in his life, regardless of the example that his predecessors have done. Now, he did what he was trying in the eyes of the Lord. Now, something amazing happens in verse 3 of chapter 24. And this is sort of like the middle part of the cycle, right? So we know that we start our cycle, based on something, on a circumstance. Now, once that cycle has started, you know, we come to a point, like a middle ground, for just to say that, or like the middle point in that cycle. Now, Hosea did something that I think that, being so young at that age, he was ready to do so. If you go with me to verse 3 of chapter 24, it says, "In the eighth year of his reign, while he was still young, he began to seek the God of his father David." Isn't that amazing? He began to seek God. Now, hear me out. He began to seek God. Now, just to give you some background in the story, at this point in time, the book of the law was lost somewhere, in the temple, or so many years ago, because, you know, the previous king have put like idols in God's temple, and so Hosea at this point didn't have the book of the law. So he was imagine how, what would you do without the scriptures? What would you do if you did? What would we do if we didn't have the scriptures? I don't know about you, but the more that I read, the more that I feel that I can understand, what are the things that God wants me to do, how he wants me to walk this Christian walk. But Hosea, he starts seeking God. Now, at this point in time, it says that in his 8th year of his reign, so he was 16. He's 16 years old. Now, can you imagine a young man seeking God? He was hungry for his presence. He was just looking for ways to connect with him, even though he didn't have a guide like we do now, that we can go, you know, into the scriptures and just find ways to actually, you know, to discern what God wants us to do. Now, he was doing so because he felt that he wanted to seek God, and that is what is amazing to me. So he was being led by the Lord. Now, as a result of him seeking God, in the same verse 3, this is what he keeps on saying. In his 12 years, he began to purge Judah and Jerusalem of high places, asher poles, carved idols, and cast images. Now, this is what happened when we actually seek the presence of the Lord. We start acting in His name. We started to do and realize the thing that He wants us to do. See, just the same way that we can start a visual cycle in our life, right? Something that is keeping us from worshiping God wholeheartedly. We can also start good cycles in our lives, things that we can use for good. For example, because Hosea started seeking God, he was able, and he started purging the cities, the temples, and everything. And see, when what if instead of holding those visual cycles in our lives, see, things that are keeping us from giving Jesus everything that we have in our hearts, just think about things that are holding you back, for that are just, that are not allowing you to give Him your 100%. And what if we allow Him to enter into our lives? He will change that vicious cycles into something good, a good cycle. Now, this is the thing. See, in a cycle, we just don't start, continue, and finish. Because that, you know, that wouldn't have so much purpose. But when we actually, we just continue that cycle in Jesus, we can actually be, you know, we actually grow spiritually. We actually enjoy this Christian life. This walk with Christ becomes more enjoyable, if I can say that. Now, if we come, let's keep on going. In verses 14, something amazing happened. Remember, so Hosea didn't have the book of the law because he got lost somewhere, along the way, many years ago. If you go to verses 14, it says, while they were bringing out the money that had been taken into the temple of the Lord, Hilkiah, the priest, found the book of the law of the Lord that had been given to Moses. Now, what would you, just think about it before we actually read what happened next? What would you do if you were waiting for? What do you do whenever you wait for a package? You just don't know when it went. Well, now we have tracking numbers. But if you didn't have a tracking number and you didn't know the day that it was going to arrive, but you just know that it's going to get to your house, to your destination. Once you get it, I mean, you are full of excitement because you got what you were waiting for. Now, in verses 18, let's read. Then Shaphan, the secretary, informed the king, Hilkiah, the priest, has given me a book. And this is what is amazing. He refers as the book of the law to a book. And Shaphan read from in it in the presence of the king. When the king heard the words of the law, he tore his robes. Now, this is how we see how humble Hosea was, that he was craving just the presence of the Lord. That when he began to listen what it was written in the book of the law, he tore his robes as a sign of God. We should have been doing better. Our ancestors should have been doing better. He realized that even though he was seeking God, there were things, because he didn't have the book of the law, that they could have done, but they weren't doing. And this is why we need God to come into our lives and break the cycles. See, when Hosea started reading the book, he began to realize some things that that he knew that they weren't right, that they knew that those things needed some fixing. So that is why we need to allow Jesus to come into our lives, so he can tell us, you know, he can show us the things that we need to improve in our lives. Because it's not just doing things on our own, it's allowing God to come into our lives and to break those cycles. And for him to start new cycles where we can actually, you know, be Christians or followers of Jesus followers, not only on Sunday mornings, but actually Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, every single day of our lives can be a good cycle for him, because he will be in the midst of all of it. Now, if we go to verses 23 or 24, he actually goes and seek a prophet, you know, because he knows that there were some things that they were written in the book of the law that the previous kings were doing. So God was angry for all of that, because imagine, in the temple of the Lord, there were idols, you know, that were replacing, you know, God, and I can understand God, because he will be angry if that were to happen. Just like if we started worshiping different things now, then Jesus, he will be mad. But then, I encourage you to actually read the story, you know, on your own time, to grab, you know, the full story in detail of Hosea, Josiah's life. You know, he goes and seek a prophet, and he wants to hear from the Lord, and you know, the Lord tells him, yes, I'm angry, I'm mad, because everything that happened. Now, something amazing happens in chapters 27. And this is a response from the Lord. Same chapter, verses 27, same chapter 34. And this is the Lord speaking. Because your heart was responsive and you humbled yourself before God when you heard what he spoke against this place and his people, and because you humble yourself before me and tore your robes and wept in my presence, I have heard you, declares the Lord. Now I will gather you to your fathers, and you will be buried in peace. Your eyes will not see all the disasters I'm going to bring on this place and on those who live here. So you see how merciful God is? You see how God is always, he has so much love for us that even though we have been stuck in cycles in our lives, cycles of anything, see, lies, or we've been, you know, disobedience, or we might be, you know, anxious about something or depressed about something, or something else, you know, God can actually heal anything that we are dealing with, and he can take that pain and show us, you know, a better way. Now our third step into this cycle process is the final step. It is the decision, the time that you make a decision and say, you know what, I've been stuck in this vicious cycle for so long, and I wanna allow God to work into my life. Go with me to chapter 35 of Second Chronicles, and with this I'll finish my message. Verses 20 to 22. After all this, when Hosea has set the temple in order, Necho, king of Egypt, went up to find Carchemish in the Euphrates, and Hosea marched out to meet him in battle. But Nico sent messengers to him saying, "What quarrel is there between you and me, O king of Judah? It is not you I am attacking at this time, but the house with which I am at war." Now, listen to this. "God has told me to hurry. So stop opposing God who is with me, or he will destroy you." Now, God was speaking to Hosea, and he had to make a decision. He could have listened to the voice of the Lord, or he could have taken a different path. Now, we get the answer. We get Hosea's decision in verses 22. And it says, "Hosea, however, will not run away from him, but disguise himself to engage him in battle. He will not listen to what Necho had said at God's command, but went to fight him on the plain of Megiddo." And then in verses 23, archers shot King Hosea, and he told his officer, "Take me away, I am badly wounded." See, the decision that he made to start a new cycle costing his life. And what I want us to do this now is to allow God to come into our lives and to break cycles. See, this is gonna be my cycle for today. Just to give you an example, and I like doing this with youth. If you see over here, I don't know if you can see it, but it says Jesus. Now, there's an arrow going around, you know, the CD, and that is the cycle. But now, Jesus comes into the equation, and he is inserted into the cycle. Now, Jesus becomes, you know, takes control of all of these, because we allowed him to come into our lives. So what we should do is allow Jesus to take control of our lives, so we can break cycles that are holding us back from worshiping him wholeheartedly. And let me just say that we should allow Jesus into our lives so he can change many cycles, many vicious cycles that are holding us back, and turn them into good cycles, into something that he can use for good. Now, he wants us to be free. He wants us to enjoy life. He wants us to enjoy the things that he has for us. But we have to allow him into our lives. You know, just as King Hosea started seeking God, he started cleansing the temple. He started doing everything, you know, that pleased God. You know, we should do the same. We should take his example. That it didn't matter that his father and grandfather did evil in the eyes of the Lord. Hosea took the good and allowed God into his life, and that changed. You know, that point in history was changed because Hosea submitted himself to the voice of the Lord. Are you submitting yourself to the voice of the Lord, to the Holy Spirit? Are we allowing God and Jesus to work into our lives? Or are we allowing our decisions, our desires, to continue that cycle? Now, church, I want to encourage you to allow God into ourselves, and to allow him to come in with everything that he got. Because once we allow him into our lives, we will change. And our cycles, our visual cycles, will change. They will become filled with the presence of the Holy Spirit. I do hope that you can find someone that you can talk with. If you want to talk to us, you want to talk to me more about visual cycles, how we can allow God into our lives and turn that into good, you can email me to at pastordavid@hcog.org, and I will be happy to pray with you. I will be happy to help you know Jesus. You might know somebody that is stuck in those cycles. I would encourage you to pray for them, but actually, you know, work with them and show them what it means to allow our Jesus, you know, into our lives so those cycles can be broken. Church, I love you, and I want us to keep on worshiping together and giving everything that we have to God. And you said, amen, God, thank you for being good. Let's pray. Dear God, thank you. Thank you for being our God, Lord. We humble ourselves before you, Lord. And we want to say that you are the most and high God, Lord. You are our true God. Thank you, Lord, for showing us how it is that we can break those vicious cycles in our lives, Lord, so that we can start new ones, Lord, with you in control, Lord. We don't want to be in control of our lives, but we want you to be in control of our lives, Lord, so that we can walk and with you, Lord, so that we can hear what is it that you want us to do, Lord. Thank you for being our God. Thank you for being good and being faithful, Lord. Thank you for showing us, Lord, that you are the way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.